Okay, here's the finished product of what we're learning to create in this very long and extensive tutorial in Flash, CS4, and ActionScript 3. I'm going to press Control Enter to export the file. So you might want to turn your speakers down a little bit. The music's a little loud. We have a nice little intro. And so we have a nice little intro there that plays with music. And we also have the menu and the main page tween into view when the site initially loads up, and that's all done through code. And then when you press a different button, we have different tween effects that make intro and outro effects for all the pages, so the data gets retained on the outro and then the new page comes in on the intro. See? And I show you how to dynamically add the content to the pages using movie clips from the library. And if you'd like to learn how to load and unload multiple SWFs to use as your pages, I have that tutorial available at developphp.com already, how to load and unload SWF files so you can use those as your pages instead of pages that we assembled in our movie, in our library here. That's what we're using as pages. Okay, first thing we want to do is go to this frame here, 20, double click inside of this movie clip, and we can zap out that rectangle. Let's make the first layer named main menu. This is where we'll put our button menu movie clip. The layer above that, let's call this page clip. Pages clip. And that's the clip that will hold the pages and have the movie clip on already that will animate and tween all the pages into view. Layer 3, we're going to call AS3 for ActionScript 3. And now, what I'm going to do on the main menu layer is create simple 4 button instances. So I'll have 4 buttons, and that will serve as my main menu. You can make as many as you like. So here in this other file, I have 4 buttons ready. And if you have to see minor button instances here, they're not the fancy movie clip animated buttons. If you need to learn how to make those, or even regular buttons, we've got plenty of lessons on all that at DevelopPHP under the Flash tab. So I'm not going to cover that in this lesson because I've covered it 18 million times already. So I'm going to copy all these. Let's say in your Flash file you just created them all there. Control V. Alright, so now I've got my menu and I want it to start right about there and then tween down into view. So it's going to be in its own little container. So let's highlight all of those buttons, convert them to symbol, and let's make this a movie clip. Registration top left, and in the library let's name it main menu. Now let's give it an instance name of main menu _MC. We can connect to it with the code now using this instance name that we've given it. Alrighty. Now, inside of that movie clip, we want to give each button an instance name and then put a new layer, ActionScript 3 layer, above it, all the buttons. Let's just name this one buttons. And this ActionScript 3 code here will command the buttons when they get clicked. We'll put the functionality for what happens when each button gets clicked here inside of this movie clip to keep things neat, nice and neat. And also having them all in the movie clip, all 4 buttons, will help us tween it down into stage in a nice animated way. So inside of that movie clip, lock the ActionScript 3 layer, give this first button, let's say menu btn1_btn, and we use _btn and _mc for our objects. That way we get syntax help and code completion assistance within the ActionScript panel. Okay, so this one is, let's see, what was that first one? Let's just grab that name. All the other names will be similar, so let's just change this to a 2. This one gets a 3. Menu btn3_btn. This one is menu btn 4_BTN. Now we can connect to all four of those buttons in the code and command them. Produce the functions and the listeners. Okay, let's just go ahead and set up the function nests while we're in here. And let's say myBTN, menuBTN1_BTN, dot add event listener. This is mouse event. Dot click, comma, and the function that we want to fire off when this button gets clicked, we'll name that. Let's just name it BTN1Click. Close off parentheses with the semicolon there. Okay, now that one has a listener. Let's give all four. 2, 3, 4. Let's change this to a 2. Change that one to a 3, that one to a 4. It's very simple. 4, 3, 2, 1. Okay, so each menu button has an event listener from mouse click. It's listening from mouse click when each one of those buttons gets clicked. So all we need is four functions with these four names here that are going to handle what happens when those buttons get clicked. So we type in function, button click, this is event, colon, mouse event, colon void, open curly brace, close curly brace. Now we have a nice function nest set up there. So let's just go ahead and set up the other three. Actually, let's put it right here, a little comment. It says, what happens? Place. What happens when button is clicked here? Okay, so now I'm just going to duplicate those. This 1, 2, 3 more times. You can just change that. 2, 3, and 4. That's it. Now there's nothing that will happen when each button gets clicked, but now we have our function nests and our event listeners all set up, and we're going to come back to those when we figure out exactly what we want to happen when each button gets clicked. We can just pop it right in there, nice and easy. Okay, so now let's go back out into the timeline of our whole site movie clip here, where we first put in our menus, zapped out that big red rectangle, and we're going to connect some code now that's going to tween in our menu down to stage so the user can press the buttons. But we want it to animate in a cool way. So what we're going to do is add some ActionScript 3 here that's going to connect to this movie clip. So let's grab that movie clip's name, Control C. This is going to be some tween effects. Okay, the code for that is simple. So you see where my menu is starting, it's out of view, not even on stage. And then here in the code, I've imported the transitions necessary for using the easing transition effects, and I coded out a line. So what it is here is a tween variable, and it's a new tween. And what you do inside of the tween is you claim the object that you want to move right here. Give it the instance name. Then you claim the plane that you want to move across, the X or Y, and then Y is up and down, and X is left and right. And then here you apply your easing method. There's a whole lot of easing methods that you can use, but I'm going to use elastic.easeout because I think it looks the coolest. And then main menu MC, the next parameter, I guess, that it's looking for, or the next bit of information that the tween is looking for, is the start position. So you have start position and end position. I could put a number of -20 here if I wanted, but I just want to use the current menu MC's dot Y position, so I can just code that in right there. Then I claim 70 is where I want it to stop on stage and land, and 2 would be the duration. It's kind of like speed, if you want to look at it that way, but it's not really correct to think of the duration as speed. Okay, so this is what we have. Let's look at it. A little intro plays, and after that, we should see our little menu bounce into view. beautiful. Okay, and you can adjust all those numbers and the tween type to be just like you want it. Okay, so now we have that. We can code out. Well, first, before we code anything else out, let's make the little movie clips that are going to be, or all the movie clips, they don't have to be little per se, but we'll make all the movie clips, the four movie clips needed, that are going to be all of our pages. And since we're going to be tweening all of those into view, then we're going to have them come in, or not have to, but it'd be best to have them come in dynamically, and we're going to show you how to pull them in from the library onto stage at the time they're needed, and then remove them at the time they're needed to be removed. It's very simple. So let's create that first one. Let's drag out a rectangle primitive, and let's say if the menu stops right about here at 70 pixels, we want to put our pages, make sure they're going to fit in here. And like I said, your file would probably be much larger. Okay, so let's say that's one of my pages, and that can be the first page. So let's give it a better color, really simple color, really simple border. Okay, so inside of it, well, we haven't converted it yet. So what we're going to do is convert this to a symbol. Well, first let's put the elements, sorry. Let's just say main page. So now let's say you have an image that would get loaded in here. But this is all going to be converted to a movie clip, and I'll show you right now. So don't get lost. Okay, I'm going to highlight all of these items, convert to symbol, and call this main page, or page 1. And we'll name all of them like that, page 1, 2, 3, and 4. Now that's a movie clip. Registration top left, okie dokie. Now you could have set the export for ActionScript right then when you created the movie clip, but I'll show you how to go into your library and do it. On that movie clip that I just created, page 1, you right click that in your library, you go to properties, export for ActionScript, class page 1, that's good. We'll use this class name in our code to connect to that item, bring it out from the library, and tween it onto the stage when we need to. So press OK. The definition and class path cannot be found, so one will be automatically generated in the SWF upon export. OK. You want that. All right. Now, let's get that movie clip off of there. Control X. Now, we don't need it on stage because, remember, we're going to pull it out from the library when it's time. So if you wanted to modify what's inside of it, you just double click it there in the library, and here you are inside of its timeline. You can put dynamic code in here to do whatever you want, run animations, put movie clips in here, have a ball, do whatever you want. It can have its own timeline, its own code, and everything going on. So I'm going to make 3 more of these, and then let's go to the main scene. Let's go back into our movie clip here. I'm gonna hit that dot. And there's the menu. Okay, so here we are back in, and we're gonna make, I'm gonna duplicate that in the library actually 3 times, so I have 4 different pages to be tweened into view when people click on my menu items. Okay, so now inside of my library you can see I have page 1, 2, 3, and 4, and they're all different instances. And now we have to make sure that you go into the library and export each one in the properties of it. Right click it, export for ActionScript. Okay. Each one will have its same name, page 3 and page 4, in the ActionScript class definition there. So that's what you can identify with it in the code as. This way you can just drag things out that are in your library and use them dynamically on the stage if you want. Okay. Alright, now all we need is a movie clip now that's going to be our page container. So let's draw out a rectangle primitive And since our menu is going to be right about here, let's make this container at a zero position here. There we go. Let's adjust the size to where it looks like it's about dead center. Okay, let's give this a different fill. We don't want that radial fill. Let's see. Just make it black. And actually, it could have no background in it if you want. Let's just convert that to a symbol now and call it page container. Let's grab that name. This is what it's going to be named in the library when we create it here. Registration top left. Now let's give it an instance name, pageContainer_MC. There we go. Now we have something to load the pages into, and this is the item that we're going to give the tween effects to, not the pages themselves. The pages we're going to add to this movie clip, and then this movie clip is going to get the tweens. Alright, so here, now we can effectively code everything out we need, I think. Okay, now that all my movie clips in the library are all the same size, I'm going to make this movie clip, or this inner symbol inside of that page container movie clip, the same size, 270. Let's see, right about... let me just type it in. 270 by 570. Nope. The other way around. 270 height, 570 width. Okay. Now we're good to go. Now we can place this item, this movie clip, exactly where it needs to go on stage, dead center, and everything will load up in it properly. Now, finally, we can get to some code. And actually, here I put it on the wrong... I'm just messing up everywhere. Control X. I'm going to take it off of the ActionScript 3 layer, which should be locked anyway, and put it on the page's clip layer where it belongs. Control-Shift-V. Alrighty, now we can finally put the code in and make this thing happen. Let's highlight the ActionScript 3 layer and press F9. And here we have, let's make a comment that says, tween the main menu into place upon opening. Now we're going to put another comment, and this is going to be claim object variables. Or claim objects. Claim movie clips. Claim MCs from library to use on stage when needed. Using add child. Okay, so this is var. We'll just call it P1, keep it simple. Colon page 1. Remember that class name that was in our library for that movie clip instance? We gave it export for ActionScript. That was its class name. So we can access that into a variable called P1. Then all we would have to write out is add child P1, and it would appear on stage if we were to write that out right now. So let's make three more of those. P2, page 3, page 4, page 3, page 4, page 3. Okay, so we have page 1, 2, or P1, P2, P3, P4, and they represent and hold page 1, page 2, page 3, and 4 from our library. Okay? So now, all we have to do is, let's see, in the page container, let's see, the first page needs to get loaded in by default, without the user having to press any buttons, or they'll be looking at a blank screen with a menu. You don't want that. You want the first page to come in. So here we're going to add child to that, into that movie clip that we created called page container underscore MC that's sitting there on stage. Let's load P1 into it, or add child P1. So now, let's see. Let's create a transition that's going to be for the when the page is going to get loaded in for the first time. Let's create that initial transition. Okay, so we add child P1 to page container, and then we instruct page container to run a tween animation just like we did for the main menu. And then what we'll do is code out the functions for the buttons, which we might move all those functions here to have all of our script in the same place. I might just do that. And that way there's no code inside of the buttons. Where am I? Right here. There's no code inside of this movie clip. Yeah, let's go ahead and zap that code out right now. X. There. We'll just refer to those buttons from the main, from the parent timeline here. And I'll show you how to do that. So down here, now we have our buttons and functions. So all we have to do is grab the name of that. I don't know why CS3 is open here. Let me close that. All we have to do is access the name of this movie clip, which is main menu underscore MC. And now we can have all of our code in one nice spot here by going my main menu underscore MC dot main or menu button 1 underscore BTN add event listener. You can add event listeners from a different timeline. You see how I'm doing that? I'm adding event listeners to that movie clip's objects that aren't in this timeline. Okay? So now this code should operate exactly the way it should. Let's try it out. Control Enter. Okay, there's our nice little intro. I have the sound turned down on it right now. See? It loads in page 1, P1, main page, into that movie clip, and then it tweens everything in. Did you see that tween animation? If you didn't, rewind it. Okay, so now, so this code right here takes care of loading or tweening in the main menu, loading your movie clip pages into variables for use later in the script. Then we use the first variable here to load P1 into that page container movie clip. Then we just tween the page container. Now within these functions, then we set up our event listeners for our little main menu, and now within these functions we can place what happens to that page container MC when each button is clicked. And it should be all fairly simple. We can use different tweens and transitions, and I'll show you guys all kind of cool stuff. Here we go.
Okay, we're really close to seeing an end result to our work here, so let's take this code out because we're going to place what happens in there now. Now, the first thing we're going to do inside of the button one click is we're going to make an outro tween. So let's just go ahead and grab this tween here, and this is going to be, let's call it BTN1 outro. BTN1 outro. Because what we want to have is the logic we want to set out is each page, when clicked, each button when clicked, each page wants to have an outro animation to animate out, and then new page animate in when each button is clicked. And a lot of people struggle with how to make a page animate in and out multiple pages, so that's really what we're focusing on here. And we're focusing on using tween and transition effects for the pages. Let's see, BTN1 outro, this is going to be alpha, and it's going to be on the, let's see, we want the duration to be 1. We want the Well, first let's see what tween we want. Let's make strong. Okay, so let's start from the beginning here. In this tween that we just created called btn1outro, the page container MC is the object that we want to affect. Alpha is the effect that we want to give this tween event. Instead of using the X and Y positions to move it, we're going to adjust its alpha properties. Now here is the ease method that we want, strong ease out. And now here, this number is what it's going to be when done, which has its alpha of 0. And here's what it starts as. I'm sorry, I had that backwards. This is what it starts as, and this is what it will alpha to 0. So it starts with alpha of 1. If you wanted 50% opacity, it would be 0.5. So you start with a full alpha of 1, and you tween it to an alpha of 0, invisible. Duration of 1. Okay, and the true property is set so it actually runs. Now, the next line is going to be an event listener. So we say btn1 outro, we can grab this right there, btn1 outro dot add event listener, and this is going to be the tween event, and we're going to listen to the motion finish. Listen for the motion finish. That means when the tween is done, because we don't want things swapping out before our tweens are done, because that would be uncool and things wouldn't operate correctly. So let's name this function that's going to fire off on this motion finish here on btn1 outro. Let's name this run btn1 transition. Bring in the new page. Make sure you guys will see the logic of what I've coded out when we're done here. And we're almost finished. So now we need the function that's going to fire off upon the completion of that tween event that we're just listening for there. Function run btn1 transition, and this is event : tween event still. And now we claim the void, open curly brace and close curly brace. The first thing we want to happen in that function is we want to remove the page that's currently in the page container MC. So we grab page container MC's instance name and we say dot remove child this time. We got to get that one out of there that's in there now, but only when this transition finishes, not before. See, so now we're inside that function, everything will do it correctly. At index 1, so we remove child inside of that page container movie clip at index 1, which will effectively remove the child that we used add child to place at in the index 1 here. So it removes that child, and the next line is going to be the tween to bring the new one in. So let's grab this one. It's going to be very similar. This is going to be btn1 intro. Intro, change that out. And instead of going from 1 to 0, we're going to go from 0 to 1. Invisible to fully visible. And it makes a cool little effect, and it's all code. No tween on the timeline. Okay, so I think that's everything we need. So if I press, well, let's not even press button 1 yet, because you're really not going to see much. You'll really see the effect when you have multiple set up. So let's go ahead and add this to function 2. Now watch this. When we add this here, we change a couple of things right there. Change that to button 2. Make sure all these are button 2. And this has to be run button 2 transition. Run button 2 transition. That's it. Now you press control enter. Oh, I have a, what did I do? Remove child. Ah, remove child at. You can't just claim remove child there. If you want to remove a child at a certain index, then you have to claim remove child at. Now press Control Enter. Okay, so we get our initial tweens. That's great. Now when we press page 2, we'll see page 1 fades out and page 2 will be fed in. Because I'm missing add child. Oh, I never did add child. So we remove child, then we have to add the new child right here. Right when you remove it, you add the new one, and this will be P1 for that one, and for button 2 it's P2. Sorry about that. I'm gonna leave all these in and not edit that out so you guys know. Everybody runs through little hassles in their code, but they're easily fixed once you understand what the code is doing. So basically we run a tween that's going to be the outro, then we put a listener that's for when that tween finishes. When that tween finishes, we fire off this function. This function has in it to remove the child in the page container, then we add the new child that we want to add, then we run the intro to bring that into view in an animated fashion. Same thing for this. We remove child at index of 1 in that page container movie clip, then we add child page 2 to the page container MC and run its intro on the page container MC. Let's see if this works right now. Okay, press page 2. We just see it fade out and page 2 fade in. Main page, fade out, fade in, fade out, fade in. You can see it holds and retains the page value until the motion is finished. That's what we wanted to achieve. Okay, so you can see it's all code, no timeline tweening there. It's good stuff. So what I'm going to do is make 2 more, which you saw the way I coded these first 2 out, so you should be well familiar with what I've done, and you can be able to tweak it around. And what I'm going to do is add different transitions for each page, and then we'll discuss that, and that's pretty much it. We'll have this free file for download at develop.php, and you guys can play around with all the different transition effects that you can achieve with Flash. And I'm going to recommend another file that you go and look at that I have, another tutorial. Okay, I added the last 2 transition effects inside of the BTN 3 click and BTN 4 click functions, and this one manipulates the width of the object, and this one manipulates the Y coordinates, tweens the width, tweens the Y, this one tweens the X coordinates, and the first one tweens the alpha, which you saw me build. And they're all very, very similar, and there's a lot of different ease effects that you can play around with, and there's also different tween effects and transition manager effects in the transition class. And you can also add those to these. And I have in the animation sections in the Flash tab at develop.php, I have a tutorial that is called Learn Transition Effects, something like that. And you can see how the transition manager is used if you want to look into that. Let's press Control Enter and see what we have. Okay, there's our nice little animation. Once again, I have the sound cut down for this. And there our menu and our main page bounces into view on the initial site load there. Then if we press page 2, you can see that X-tween. Now you can notice that it holds the current page that's there on the outro. And on the intro, it brings in the new page. So main page, when we press page 2, main page will stay in the container until the outro is done. See? Page 3 is the width, tweening the width. So it holds the And then the page 4, we're tweening the Y position to bring it in from that side. So you can bring it in from that side, you can go tween from this side, you can do an alpha tween, and also a width tween. And that's how it works. A lot of folks were trying to understand how to hold the current page data on their outros and then bring in intros with the new page data, and this one addresses that really well, this tutorial file. And it also addresses learning how to, you know, really master your transition effects to do all of your tweens through code and not use the timeline at all. Even on this main scene, I could have done this tween, this alpha tween, using code. But I just chose to do it manually. Okay, so I'm going to have this file available, free for download at developphp.com. I might make a new section for full Flash websites and put all my tutorials that pertain to that kind of stuff in that section. But we'll see. If not, it'll be in that list somewhere. You'll have to find it. And it'll be on the homepage for a while also.